is AZRadio. Three Bastard Radio with a twist.
This is the start of a new show. With a positive twist. I want to give a big shout out to everybody out there holding me down in the holy world. God is good.
It starts with
one thing. I don't know why. It doesn't even matter how hard you try. Keep that in mind. I'm designed to try to explain in due time. All I know, time is a valuable thing. Watch it fly by as the pendulum swings. Watch it count down to the end of the day. The clock ticks right away. So unreal. Didn't look out below. Watch the time go right out the window. Trying to hold on. Didn't even know. I wasted it all just to watch you go. Everything inside, and even though I tried, it all fell apart. What it meant to be will eventually be a memory of a time I tried so hard and got so far. But in the end, it doesn't even matter. I had to fall to lose it all. But in the end, it doesn't even matter. One thing, I don't know why. How hard you try, keep that in mind. I designed this rhyme to remind myself how I tried so hard. In spite of the way you were mocking me, acting like I was part of your property, remembering all the times you fought with me. I'm surprised it got so big. Things aren't the way they were before. You wouldn't even recognize me anymore. Not that you knew me back then, but it all comes back to me in the end. You kept everything inside, and even though I tried, it all fell apart. Eventually be a memory of a time when I tried so hard and got so far. But in the end, it doesn't even matter. I had to fall to lose it all. But in the end, it doesn't even matter.
I put my trust in you. Pushed as far as I can go. For all this, there's only one thing you should know. I've put my trust in you. Pushed as far as I can go. For all this, there's only one thing you should know. I've tried.
Shout out to everybody holding it down. Big shout out to all the believers and all the non-believers. Eventually, you know, when your time comes, you'll be believing as well. Sometimes things have to happen, and sometimes, you know, you just become a believer yourself. Now, I wanna, you know, let everybody know out there that, you know, there is someone called God, and there is someone called Jesus Christ, and they are here for you. And all they really want to know, all they really want is to be heard. You know what I mean? Just let you guys know that, look, we're out here, and we are here to help. A lot of people tend to ignore that, and they feel like, oh, well, I can do it myself and this and that. Like, where do you think you really came from? Seriously. You know what I mean? If you really believe that science got us here, then I'm sorry, you're sadly mistaken. Like I said, in due time, you know, everybody will have their eyes open. Me, I actually had my eyes open in this past weekend. And That's a real deal. So it's going to be, like I said, it's going to be a little twist. We're going to be holding, we're going to still be doing Angry Bastard Radio, but with like more of a positive message. Like, I'm going to try to give advice or, you know, it's like, I'm going to try to be as positive as I can be. You know what I mean? The more positive, the better. Feel me? Now, I told my brother about it, who also works on the show, and he was like, well, how are you going to have positive without any negative? You can't have positive without negative. So I guess he said he can definitely work with the positivity, but he's still going to be somewhat negative. And I said, all right, well, if you choose to do that, you choose to do that. But I'm going to be pushing and striving more on a positive level. Now, tomorrow I'm going to download some gospel music as well as a couple of gospel rap. And, you know, because I used to think that, you know, oh, people like drama and people like gossip and negativity. But, I mean, that's not all true. Like, do I really have to be a negative brother to, you know, get a boost out of a radio show? No, you don't. So that's why I said, you know, I'm going to make a switch. And even if we don't get known for it because of the switch, I don't care. I want to help people. I don't want to add trouble to the problem. I don't want to add, like, trouble to the situation. I don't want to have to diss people or diss a certain race or, you know, if you're overweight, come at you. Like, it's not right. It's not godlike. So, you know, I'm a changed man, you know? So I'm going to try to be as positive as I can be. I even stopped cursing. And my, you know, my cousin called me and he told me, oh, man, you're a loser. You're going to stop cursing. What a chump, this and that. And right there, that lets me know that I'm doing something, you know, good. Like, I'm doing what I need to be doing when you got people like him hating on me. And I love him to death, but, you know, I got to make this change for me. Anyway, I'm going to give a big shout out to everybody that lost somebody and, you know, whether it was a loved one or a friend or whatever. Big shout out to you guys. And the song is going out to your family members. Or if somebody just went away from college and you missed them, or, you know, somebody's in the army and you missed them, you know, this song is going out to them. This is P. Diddy featuring Dave Evans. I'll be missing you. Keep it locked on AB Radio. okay, you don't believe in it, but pray. Just fall back and pray. That's it. Because this young lady needs a lot of help so she can get her answers, her prayers answered, so she can, you know, put two and two together. Okay, bet. So it was this person that did that. You know what I mean? Like, say somebody, you know, did some damage to your belongings. You will want to know what happened. What if the only way you can find out is through God? Because there's no cameras or no witnesses or nothing like that. The only way things are going to happen your way is if you turn to God and realize that God is that dude. Well, you know, he is that being. You know what I mean? Pray to Jesus Christ. He is that dude. You feel me? And until people realize that, they won't really get a change in their life. But if y'all can do that for me, GQ, I would like everybody tonight, or as soon as you hear this, to pray for Beth that she gets, that she's able to find out sooner than later, hopefully within 2 weeks, that who did damage to her belongings. And so she can get it solved and it can be case closed. And I also will be praying for her every day until it happens. Alright, well, you know, please everybody do that for me. That would be a good look. Alright, let's see. I'm trying to play as much non, like, if there's going to be curses in there, I'm trying not to find something that's too rugged. This is crazy. Like, I haven't even downloaded anything yet, so, you know, bear with me. I'm going to put this DJ Harold thing in. This is, once again, this is music that I normally, I have downloaded, but I never really played. This is The Killers, Somebody Told Me, versus Eric. I don't know the rest of it. I kind of cut it out. Keep it locked. Angry Bastard Radio.
Breaking my back. touch this.
Now I want to fuck for some.
find the person who destroyed her belongings. Please, God, let Beth find the person who destroyed her belongings. Believe it or not, the more prayers, the better. Especially if you don't know the person. And we all know, do unto others as you will want others to do unto you. You will want somebody to pray for you even though they don't know you. I pray for people all the time. When I'm out and about in my stores at work, I can just walk by an elderly person. I'll be like, you know what? In my head, God bless them. Or if somebody's crippled, God bless them, help them be able to walk properly. You know? Or if somebody is, you know, mentally challenged, God bless them, help them to get better. And please do not punish those who laugh, because they just are either young-minded or they don't understand. You know what I mean? But as they get older, they will understand. In my past, I got either two or three women pregnant, and it wasn't really my choice to get. I wasn't like, oh, well, you need to get an abortion. But, yeah, I mean, it was more so in a sense where I was like, well, I can't afford them, you can't afford them, but it's up to you. I left it in the woman's choice. And, I mean, I know things happen for a reason and God has a plan. Me, as a person, I'm kind of feeling like, dang, man, I could have had like 5 or 6 kids right now. So, the way I see it is that there's this one female that I know that she just found out she's having triplets. And the doctor said that, you know, oh, well, we don't know. And it's, she's like maybe like 3 months pregnant. It's like, oh, we don't know if the other two are going to make it. But one of them will, but the other two is not doubtful. And this is science. Like, doctors don't know anything. I don't know jack, okay? I mean, y'all get paid big bucks to tell other people what's going to happen. But you're not God, dog. Like, so you don't know what's going to happen. And this is a real deal. Like, I actually prayed to God. And the girl's name is Michelle. Hopefully you people can pray for her as well. Please pray that Michelle gets, you know, has a beautiful pregnancy. That's number one. Number two, all three of her triplets make it healthy, you know, and healthy and blessed. You know what I mean? Because the doctors are saying one thing, but we know science really ain't nothing. Right? I mean, science is good, but God overrates science like nothing. Like, he's just stepping on science. I mean, God made science, you feel me? So, just pray for Michelle and, you know, pray that Michelle makes it. Number one, prove her pregnancy, okay, when it's time to give birth. And also, please pray for all three of her triplets. And, you know, pray that they come out healthy and strong. And I actually spoke to God, and I was like, you know what? For every child, and I think it's like about 5 or 6, but for every child, for 3 of the children that I could have had, please give the 3 children that I could have had, or if I'm going to have children in the future, please take 3 kids, 3 healthy kids, from my mistakes, or 3 healthy kids from my future that I could have, and please give them to Michelle to have them to be nice and strong. And, you know, that's real deal. I mean, I'm sacrificing my kids, or the kids that I could have had. I'm pretty sure they're going to be healthy. So, since I didn't have them, I'd rather Michelle have 3 healthy, strong triplets and prove these doctors wrong. You know, when once they come out strong and healthy, they're like, oh, wow, it's amazing. Like, we didn't think the other two were going to make it. They didn't think. But see, God knows what's going on. And God already has a plan for everybody. And it's amazing. So, please, everybody, please pray for Michelle. And hopefully, you know, her 3 babies come out strong and healthy. And that's pretty much it on that part. I'm about to unmute my brother. LB in the building, what up? LE. This guy's a jerk. This guy actually called. You know, he didn't put his hand up, so I guess he didn't want to talk. He just wanted to listen. So I'm going to mute his mic back, and I'm going to continue on with the show. We got 46 minutes left. Big shout out to the Giants fans out there. Giants is holding it up. See, I'm an Eagles fan. But, you know, Giants got New York in it, so. Big shout out to the Giants. They're killing the Cowboys right now, the Cowgirls. They're going in on them. So, big shout out to that. I can't stand the Cowboys, man. And I, you know, hate isn't a good word, so I don't like them with a passion. I believe like that. Alright, I'm gonna keep it going. Let's see. What can I put in? That's not too much cursing. You know what? I'll put this in. This is my track, too. This is not really like a religious song, but it's a song that ain't got curses in it. Keep it locked. Angry Bass Radio.
DJ Allen.
I did it again, so I'm gonna let the world. Oh my gosh.
Yeah. sofa, 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 sofa.
Rock City.
Uh-huh.
Oh, yeah. Oh,
yeah.
She's the illest of the ear. Knew it when I met her. Booty so big that I had to get her. She say, D, I do to the best. Cause after me, she never met another man better. Walk it in her in, sleep, snow, anywhere that. From it to love, sing a cappella. Wine flow, girl. I saw me tell her. Make her so wet, she run for she umbrella. Ella, 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 eh. Running back again, see me, please, DJ, baby. Running back again to me, please, DJ, baby.
She got a caterpillar waist, Halle Berry face, Coca-Cola bottle chipper, she run the place. Louis Vuitton shoes, shorty stays late. She got her own car and she got her own place.
That's why me give her love and affection. She got my attention. No need to mention
that she the only girl in the club everyone speak of. I got anybody, I never mind one piece of. She rep Virgin Islands all just because. That's where I'm from and I'm the dude who she loves.
V.I. girl, take me higher. I miss it all of the time. Set the dance on fire. I miss it, kill him with the wine.
Come line up, come make me find out which one of you are coming over to my house. Over my couch. Me see me, how are you wine about? Come gimme. The girl says she want the bam. Beat it like a drum and I go to the ram, pam. The girl says she want to rock my mama. She says it only them are true number one. Hey. The body just roll. Me want it all day. When she body just roll.
Like a
DJ Adam Boy, the best DJ in the world.
Yo, man, that will always be a hit, man. I remember when that first came out, I was going crazy on the airwaves trying to get it. I was like, yo, man, what is that one draw by Egyptian? Some Egyptian dude, man. I don't know what it is, but some Egyptian dude, man. That joint is hot. All right, I'm going to play Eminem. Like I said, I've been trying to, I got a lot of music, but I'm just trying to look for something that's not too cursey, you feel me? So I had to, like, download a lot of music, you know, to make up for the cursey music that I have because I'm doing this twist, putting, a bit of lime in the coconut, you feel me? Mixing it all up. But this is Eminem, Not Afraid, and I want to send this out to everybody that, you know, if you're going to have God in your life, you shouldn't be afraid of anything. Anything. I don't care if you have a cancerous disease in your life. The doctor said you're going to die tomorrow. Do not be afraid. Because if you do die, you get to, you know, be in the spiritual world with God. You know what I mean? Not in the actual reality world with us. See, there's two worlds. There's a spiritual world and there's a reality world. The reality world is the world we live in, where we can see each other. The spiritual world is where we can't see, but we're still growing in the spirit world and in this world. Someone broke that down to me today. So don't be afraid. I mean, God is always on your side. And all fear is the devil. If people don't know that. That's Satan. Trying to put fear in you. Oh, yeah, be afraid of this, be afraid of that. And I had to learn that the hard way as well this weekend. I went to church, and they said, you know, a true positive person that believes in God won't get nervous. I mean, of course, you're human. You're going to get nervous over certain things, but not all the time. You know what I mean? So fear, all that is just, that's just the devil messing with you. So this is Eminem, Not Afraid. Keep it locked on Angry Bastard Radio. I'm your boy GQ.
I'm not afraid.
Yeah. I'm not afraid. It's been a ride.
I guess I had to go to that place to get to this one. Now some of you might still be in that place. Be trying to get out. Follow me.
MixLeaks.com.
You can try and read my lyrics off of this paper before I lay them, but you won't take this thing out these words before I say them. Cause ain't no way I'm gonna let you stop me from causing mayhem. When I say I'm gonna do something, I do it. I don't give a damn what you think. I'm doing this for me. So fuck the world, feed it beans. It's cashed up. If you think you're stopping me, I'm gonna be what I set out to be. Without a doubt, undoubtedly. And all those who look down on me, I'm tearing down your balcony. No way fans of us, don't try to ask him why. How can he? From infinite down to the last relapsed album, he's still sitting. Whether he's on salary, paid hourly, until he bows out or he sits his bowels out of him. Whichever comes first, for better or worse, he's married to the game. Like a fuck you for Christmas, his gift is a curse. Forget the earth, he's got the urge to pull his dick from the dirt and fuck the whole universe. Words in the rhythm for you to know it's a rap. You said you was king, you lied through your teeth. But that fuck your feelings. Instead of getting crowned, you're getting capped. Instead of fans, I'll never let you down again. I'm back. I promise to never go back on that promise. In fact, let's be honest, at last we last CD was there. Perhaps I ran them accents into the ground. Relax, I ain't going back to that now. All I'm trying to say is get back to black cloud. Cause I ain't playing around. It's a game called circling, I don't know how. I'll wait you up to back. I probably did it subliminally for you, so I could come back a brand new me. You helped see me through, and don't even realize what you did. Believe me, you. I've been through the ringer, but taking too little to the middle finger. I think I got a tear in my eye. I feel like the king of my world. Haters can make like bees with no singers and drop dead. No more peace blingers, no more trauma from now on. I promise to focus solely on handling my responsibilities as a father. So I solemnly swear to always treat this group like my daughters and raise it. You couldn't lift a single. Enough to go to the club or the corner pub and lift the whole liquor counter up, cause I'm raising the bar. I shoot for the moon, but I'm too busy gazing at stars. I feel amazing and I'm not afraid. I'm not afraid. Just take a stand, take a stand.
Yeah.
sit back, relax, and just think. Whether you're in, you know, a mellow mood, had a stressful day,
I don't wanna say I'm sorry, 'cause I know there's nothing wrong. Don't be afraid, there's no need to worry, 'cause my feelings for you are still strong. Hold me in your cause I
when someone hurts your feelings deep inside. Please don't care, 'cause I will hold you tight. It's up to you tonight. It's up to you.
Thank you.
about 9 minutes left in the show tonight. This is actually a pretty good show. Yeah, I hear it back in the air. If y'all want to know what that beautiful tone is in the background, that's Sonic and Enigma. And the name of it is, what is this? Gregorian Chant. Pretty deep, man. Just kick back, relax. Just think. Makes you wonder. Alright, let's see. One thing I ask of the Lord, this is what I seek, that I may dwell in the house of the Lord all the days of my life, to gaze upon the beauty of the Lord and to seek him in his temple. For in the day of trouble, he will keep me safe in his dwelling. He will hide me in the shelter of his tabernacle and set me high upon a rock. The Lord is my strength and my shield. My heart trusts in him, and I am helped. My heart leaps for joy, and I will give thanks to him in song. The Lord is the strength of his people, a fortress of salvation for his anointed one. Save your people and bless your inheritance. Be their shepherd and carry them forever. Hear, O Lord, and be merciful to me. Hear, O Lord, and be merciful to me. O Lord, be my help. You turn my wailing into dancing. You remove my sackcloth and clothe me with joy, that my heart may sing to you and not be silent. O Lord, my God, I will give you thanks forever. And one more before we hit the road. Praise be to the name of God forever and ever. Wisdom and power are his. He changes times and seasons. He sets up kings and disposes them. He gives wisdom to the wise and knowledge to the discerning. He reveals deep and hidden things. He knows what lies in darkness, and light dwells with him. And that would be it for today's show, people. Thank you for tuning in to Angry Bastard Radio with a Twist. We have about 6 or 7 minutes left in the show. And I'm going to play this last song now. This is a gospel hit. I wasn't going to play it earlier, but you know I'll close out with some gospel. Thank you for tuning in. Like I said, please pray for those two people. Please pray that Beth finds out who. Please pray that Beth finds out who disrespected her belongings, who damaged her belongings, sooner than later. Please bless that, you know, she finds out who did it. And, you know, hopefully they pay a price. Not too steep, though. Hopefully they pay a price, because it's wrong. And also, please pray that Michelle has 3 healthy triplet babies, because the doctors are saying only one is going to make it. But we know that God is the one that's going to make all 3 of them come out. You just got to pray, people. And this last song is R. Kelly, You Saved Me. This is going out to the G.O.D. himself. Jesus Christ himself, because they saved me. Love, peace, and chicken grease. We'll see you tomorrow. I don't know what time I'm going to do the show, but please stay tuned. Hit me up on Facebook at GEE space QEW. Like I said, email is 3WEYESMEN@gmail.com. Thank you. Have a blessed night. Bye.
fast lane, rolling on the freeway. And suddenly the phone rings, and I reached down beside me. Then I looked on the floor, felt on the back seat. See, I was drinking while I was driving, never thinking about what I was doing. I turned around, and before I knew it, here comes this truck now. The doctor said, I don't think he's gonna make it. Family said, make the funeral arrangements. Unplugged the machine, he's gone now. Then told my wife to be strong now. Then a small voice said unto me, if you promise, don't stop drinking. Surrendered on that day, and now for 10 years I've been straight.
You saved me, oh, you saved me.
You saved me,
you saved me,
oh. Sitting in this chair, waiting on the phone to ring, praying up to God that someone would call me with a job opening. Cause it's been so hard for me, month to month,
so hard,
struggling to eat. But still there was no answer,
no answer.
I stopped believing in his word and got so mad at him. And when somebody say God's good, I just laugh at him.
In the nick of time, it's blessing on me.
Life great, the phone ring. A lady said, we're hiring. That's when I knew
you saved me.
Yeah.
You saved me. You saved me.
You saved me.
You saved me.
Thank you.
Gave me a second chance.
Second chance. Oh,
you saved me.
Oh, oh, oh.
You saved me.
Oh, no.
You saved me.
Thank you. Saved me. Now, I was 18 out there on the block selling drugs. With a gun at my waist, and for people I had no love. See, the streets was my home, and family and friends were gone. Had no one to trust, and deep inside I was all alone. And then I deal with that one day, and it was enough to cause me. I was shot 4 times, and before I knew it, I was on my knees.
Body, my heart's beating fast. Oh, what I'ma do? I don't think I'm gonna last.
Then I begin to flashback on the things I've done in my past.
Oh, what that said to me, I'll give you peace if you believe.
I accepted Christ that day. Hallelujah. Now I'm free.
You saved me.
Grocery store with a pain in my chest, and I'm wondering where did it come from. I got tested and the results came back, and the doctor said, I'm sorry, but you got cancer. I could not believe it, so I called up my mama to calm my nerves. She got down on her knees. She said a prayer for me, said just keep on thanking Jesus, he'll give you all you need. That was 5 years ago. Don't have that pain no more. Doc said you can go home. Cause all